Alarmists Warn of Pernicious Pervasiveness of Environmental Racism. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 10, 2024. Canadian climate activist David Suzuki wrote Thursday that environmental racism is one of the prime drivers behind the ecological irresponsibility of American corporations. In an article titled Corporate Greed Fuels Environmental Racism, Suzuki asserts that Black, Indigenous and other historically marginalized people have suffered disproportionately from the deadly effects of pollution in places like Louisiana and Texas. That most of the polluting plants disproportionately affect Black and Hispanic communities illustrates the pernicious pervasiveness of environmental racism, the 88-year-old activist writes. Cancer rates among the predominantly Black residents along the industrial corridor between New Orleans and Baton Rouge are far higher than in the rest of the United States, he laments. Racism is defined by Merriam-Webster as a belief that race is a fundamental determinant of human traits and capacities and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race, a phenomenon that might seem difficult to discern in the case of polluters. The charge of environmental racism is echoed by Sharon Levine, founder of Louisiana-based environmental group Rise St. James, who notes that there is a 10-mile radius where a dozen petrochemical facilities operate near the homes of Black residents. It's appalling that company executives put financial gain and shareholders above human health, Suzuki declares. Even Louisiana Representative Clay Higgins has called for EPA Administrator Michael Regan to be arrested the next time he sets foot in Louisiana, Suzuki notes, adding that Regan is Black. This is a disturbing illustration of a mindset opposed to rules and regulations so that large corporations can continue to reap obscenely excessive returns while polluting air, land and water, he asserts. The problem of environmental racism is not unique to Louisiana and Texas, Suzuki insists, but is also pervasive throughout the U.S., Canada and other countries. Addressing environmental racism is a necessary first step in finding ways to live without putting a life at risk, Suzuki contends. Suzuki, who agitates for a renewable energy revolution, also opposes fracking and liquefied natural gas, while insisting that unchecked emissions from the oil and gas sector continue to soar. Follow at Williams Rome.